This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the Throne Room Parish, Transcorp Hilton, Abuja. Be blessed as you listen.
Praise the name of the Lord. I want you to open our Bibles, please, with me very quickly this morning as we share the word. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 19. Hallelujah. Today I'm just sharing with us this morning, if you must go fast and far, there's a certain thing that you must pursue. This morning I'll be talking about the profits or the advantages of righteousness. I mentioned just a couple of them to us. And I'm trusting God that as a church, as individuals, we'll be able to align to God's own way, to God's own principle. Righteousness is also an alignment, God's own ways, God's own principle. Proverbs. I want us to read the book of Proverbs together, where I just mentioned right now. Proverbs 11 verse 19 says, as righteousness tended to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death. So people pursue righteousness, tends to life. Those who go after, pursue evil, wickedness, it ends up in death. Ends up in destruction. It ends up in disaster and in pain, because death is painful. Every time you see the Bible talks about death, the way in which you can relate to death emotionally is pain. Pain. So we see people go through pains because they don't pursue righteousness. One of the ways in which you could go fast and far this year is for us to pursue righteousness. And then we'll see it from the word of God. Hallelujah. 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 Now, Jesus Christ has dealt with sin on the cross. And we see how he has transferred, how God has transferred the righteousness of Christ to those who trust him, those who accept him as Lord and Savior. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30 that Christ himself has made unto us righteousness. So Jesus Christ himself, when he was teaching, he says that if your righteousness does not exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no way enter into the kingdom of God. Matthew chapter 5 verse 20. For I say unto you that except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of God. What is the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees? This is the righteousness that the most dedicated mind, the most consecrated intellect can produce without the Holy Spirit. It's the righteousness, no matter how dedicated, no matter what height it is, when it's coming from the human point of view or human standpoint, it's a righteousness that God is not even interested in, because to God it's as a filthy rag. It cannot impress God. Can't. So there's a righteousness that is of God. And this is the righteousness that we have been called into. that when you give your life to Christ, you become born again. God incorporates the righteousness of his Son in you, that he sees you as righteous, not because of your works or because of your efforts. No. That is the righteousness that God looks at. So when God looks at you, he looks at the righteousness of Jesus Christ that is in you, that makes you righteous. Because on our own, we can't become righteous. Even if you try and you put in all the efforts, like the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they did, kept all the law, even gave a tithe of vegetables, everything they did. Also Paul. So there's righteousness that exceeds that. That is the righteousness that Jesus Christ brings into a man's life. That makes you, God sees you, and he sees Christ in you, the hope of glory. He sees Christ in you, the righteousness. You become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So he sees you as light. He sees you as a believer, not as an infidel. That is the righteousness that changes all things. Hallelujah. But also the word of God asks so that we should pursue righteousness. What does it mean? So let's look at some of the advantages and then we'll see what that means. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, the blessings of a righteous person. Number one, I just mentioned a few. God watches over a righteous man. Psalm 34, verse 15. It says, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. Have you seen it there? He watches over them. He watches over them. Watches over them. Deuteronomy chapter 32 from verse 9. It says, for the Lord's portion is his people, and Jacob the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land, in the waste of the howling wilderness. He led him about, instructed him, and then kept him as the apple of his eyes. As the eagle stared out of her nest, fluttered over her young, stretched forth her wings to bear them. So the Lord led him, and there was no strange God amongst him. He made him to ride upon the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the field. He made him to bring out water or honey from the rock and oil from the flinting rock. He did the impossible. Honey coming out of the rock, oil too coming out. Why? It says the Lord's portion is his people, and Jacob the lot of his inheritance. The Lord's portion is his people. The Lord's portion is his people. Not the people is the Lord's portion, but the Lord's portion is his people. No, we sound this song, the Lord is my portion in the land of the living. No, but it's the other way around. The Lord's portion is his people, and Jacob the lot of his inheritance. What does it mean? It means that they belong to God and God belongs to us. It's one thing for God to belong to us. I mean, for you to belong to God. It's a different thing again for God to belong to you. That is what he's saying there. I do not only belong to God, but God belongs to me. The Lord's portion, his part, is his people. Also, Jacob now, the lot of his inheritance. And that comes through righteousness. That is how you become an inheritance of the Lord. And God will always watch over you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Number two, God orders the steps of the righteous. Psalm 37 from verse 23. It says, the steps of a good man Another version will say the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his ways. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hands. This is also a benefit of being righteous. The profit of being righteous, that he orders your step. I see God ordering your steps this year. Hallelujah. Not for us to be driven. It's one thing for you to be driven. It's another thing for the Lord to lead you. Most of the times, we're just driven, run here, pop, run there. Something's happening here. Maybe it's this place. Just run up and down. But God wants to lead you. And it takes righteousness for God to lead you. Why? The steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. There is an ordering. He orders it. Listen, people have come into this year planning and thinking, what connection am I going to use this year for me to make it? That is the beginning of failure. Do you know why? Jeremiah 17 verse 5. It says, thus says the Lord, cursed be the man that trusted in man and maketh flesh his arm, whose heart departed from the Lord. A wicked man's heart departs from God. So, if you are thinking of connections, connections will fail you. Cursed be the man that trusts in man. If you trust in another man's, you're already a failure. And maketh flesh his arm. Human strength. Human connection. He says, whose heart departed from the Lord. Say, cursed be that man. To be cursed means to be empowered to fail. I pray in the precious name of Jesus that this year it will not fail. That your heart will pursue after God. Because it's only God that can order your step to the place where he is taking you to. It's God who has prepared the future for you, not any man. So it's he who has the ability to take you there. God told Moses, he says, behold, I send an angel to go before thee, to lead you on the way, to take you to the place which I have prepared for thee. So there is a place that God has prepared for us. Not only in heaven, but also right here on earth. Listen, I've seen people who talk about heaven, 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 heaven. It's fantastic. Wonderful. One of the reasons why Christ came and died and paid the price is so that eventually when you leave this world, you depart this world, you can also go and be with him. In his Father's house, there are many mansions. So he's going to prepare a place for us there. Fantastic. But also, right here on earth, there is an assignment to be fulfilled. There is a place that God has destined for us. In these two tiers of life, there is a destination. See what it says here. It says, godliness is profitable unto all things, having a promise of life that now is and that which is to come. So there is life that now is, which is also important in the heart of God. Can I ask somebody to help you say amen? Amen. And Jesus Christ came and paid the price, not only for heaven, but the life that now is. In the life that now is, you will be victorious. Amen. I can't hear somebody say amen. Amen. I can't hear somebody say amen. Amen. In the life that is after, thereafter, of course, it's secured for you too. Righteousness. The force of righteousness. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I see God ordering your steps. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Number three. The righteous shall flourish. The righteous is ordained to flourish, to bloom, to flourish. See what it says here. Psalm 92 from verse 12. It says, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. Listen, every part of the palm tree is useful. Every part. The leaves are used to make thatch roofs, to make mats, rugs, and baskets. The trunk, rich in syrup, it is used to support temporary structures in buildings, used to make tool handles, veneers in a furniture business, used as pipes, used to make bridges, local bridges. It's also a source of energy. The root of the palm tree is used medicinally to cure dysentery. Every aspect of the palm tree is useful. The sap in the palm tree is palm wine, also useful. The fruit, palm fruit of the palm tree, palm kernel, also useful. Making of oil, the kernel is used to make brake pads. The nuts, we have oil extract, very expensive, also used in the pharmaceutical industry. Every part of the palm tree is useful. Useful. Now, God says that the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. Every part of your life, your existence, is meant to be a blessing. Listen, in this year, you will not be useless. Can I ask somebody, please help me say amen? I say you will not be useless. Why? Because it says that the palm tree, the righteous, shall flourish like a palm tree. You will flourish in this season. You will flourish in this life. In the precious name of Jesus. I say, in the precious name of Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus. Now, the righteous. Righteousness. Righteousness. Listen, righteousness is what exalts someone. Bible says righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness. What is God talking about when he says the righteous shall be like a palm tree? May I please also define what righteousness means? Righteousness means doing right. Aligning with God, doing right, as Christians, as born again Christians, we have the active righteousness of God in us that is working, empowering us to do the right thing. Do you know that if you, as a child of God, you carry the righteousness of Jesus Christ in you and you are not doing it, you can't get the result of righteousness in your life? See what Bible says. Somebody's thinking, how? Open your Bible to the book of 1 John chapter 3, from verse 7. Little children, let no man deceive you. He's talking to children of God. People have accepted him as Lord and Savior. Don't allow anyone to deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. That doeth. It's an active word. One of the things you must do this year for you to go far, fast and far, is for you to always do the right thing by the empowerment that is in you. You can't say you're a Christian, you're in a relationship, not yet married, but your relationship is not bringing honor to God. Is it right to engage in sexual immorality, even though you carry the righteousness of God in you? He that doeth righteousness, he is righteous. He's the one that gets all the full benefits of being righteous. Are you doing your business right? Are you running your home right? You're still a Christian as a student, born again, being empowered. Yet, when it comes to exam time, you still go and pick up Expos to cheat. You're a worker. You're righteous. God has empowered you, but you still steal from the coffers of the government. How can that righteousness be powerful? He that doeth righteousness is an active word. He is the one who is righteous. Probably that's why God is not answering us in this country. In spite of all the prayer camps and mountains we have, the Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You're a pastor, manipulating people, enriching yourselves, deceiving people. How can your prayer be active? He that doeth, is it right? Are you doing the right thing? As a husband, do you treat your wife rightly? As a worker, are you treating your employer rightly? You are supposed to work from 8 to 5, and you use half of that time just gisting away. Probably you are in the marketing department. You just go out and see somewhere and gist and come back and say, see, we've gone around. And you are thinking that God will bless that. Is that right? It is doing things right this year that will make you go fast and far. He that doeth righteousness is righteous. The Bible says, righteousness exalts a nation. Righteousness exalts a nation. See, the Bible did not say that it is the natural endowment of a nation that exalts a nation. Otherwise, Nigeria would have been the number one nation of the earth. You have oil, gold, silver, solid minerals, topaz, aquamarine, bauxite. You have all these things. Nickel was just discovered somewhere close to Abuja. Not long ago, I was reading it in the papers, close to Kaduna. One of the reasons why they're having that problem there, they're trying to displace those people there, is because of the nickel. Just go and Google it, you see it. Nickel. Very expensive, precious mineral. Tin, columbite, tantalite, name it. Listen, it is not the size of the budget of a country that exalts a country. Otherwise, Nigeria will have been number one amongst many countries. If you see, our budget is huge. Not even the size of a democracy of a country. It's not. We have so many senators, so many house of... In fact, the budget alone from National Assembly is huge. Yet we are suffering. No. It says righteousness, doing things right, happens to some nations of the earth. Without nothing. South Korea, Japan, been to some small countries, have nothing. What they have there is right, doing things right. When they say pake, pake, when Fulani herdsmen, when they go kill people, they tell them, you cannot, you can't take the law into your hands, and the Lord deals with them immediately. How can you see people killing people and you're not doing anything about it? That is not doing things right. It's not doing things right. Righteousness exalt. Doing things right is what brings up a nation. It says sin is a reproach, transgressing the law. We have become lawless. There's no how the nation can develop. If you had nothing, we don't have enough. If we had just 1% of the professors we have in this nation and didn't have anything at all, but there is law and order. Once you transgress the law, even if you are, in fact, in America, they are waiting for people who are stars, who are big politicians, and then they deal with them because they understand what it is, even if you're Michael Jackson. You don't pay your tax and do the right thing. I was surprised that a man, I watched it like a footballer, was handcuffed and taken because he beat his daughter. Daughter called the police. You can go and watch it yourself. They will say, oh, in Nigeria, nobody tries to. Law. Law. This is what brings up a nation. And the nation that God is talking about is you. If you do things right, you will go fast and far. More so that you have an empowerment that comes from inside through our Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't have Him, if you have not accepted Him as Lord and Savior, this morning you have a chance to do that. He that doeth righteousness is righteous. And I speak to as many who are here, are born again, Holy Ghost filled. Go, do the right thing. And to surprise you, what God is going to do, your life will never be the same again. Let's bow our hands and pray this morning, the precious name of Jesus. Go ahead and just pray. Go ahead and just pray. Ask the Lord, tell Him to help you. That Lord, this year I'm committed to doing the right things. Committed to doing the right things. Lift up your voice very quickly and pray. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your holy name. As a student, as a pastor, a minister, a housewife, a businessman, doing the right things. Power to do the right thing. Thank you, King of Glory. In the precious name of Jesus, I see God watching over you this year. I see God defending you this year. And I see you flourishing in the precious name of Jesus. If you're here this morning, before I conclude this, my message, is God speaking to you and you don't know Him, you've not given your life to Him, you have not said, Lord, take my heart, you are still running your own life. The Bible calls you that you are wicked. Wickedness is not when you do just evil, no, when a man's heart departs from him. Don't trust in man. Don't trust in your pedigree. Trust in the Lord. And this morning I want to invite you to give your life completely and say, Lord, you will be the Lord, Savior, and Lord over my life. I want the blessing, the profits of righteousness to be evidence in my life. If such a person is here, wherever you are, just lift up your hands. I want to pray with you. Simple prayer of faith. Thank you. Please give him a card. Thank you. God bless you in the precious name of Jesus upstairs. Thank you. Say, today I want to know you personally. Thank you, King of Glory. Pray this simple prayer with me and say, Jesus, I come to you. I open the doors of my heart. Come into my life. Thank you, King of Glory. I receive you as Lord and Savior in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, King of Glory. Amen. Let us stand up. Just one prayer. Just one prayer point. Listen, you will pray this prayer with the whole of your heart. And for people who have given their lives to Christ, please, at the end of the service, just occupy this front seat. We want to see you. And I'd like to pray with you specially. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 A simple prayer. You can see the palm tree is useful, right? And it says the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. But one thing you see about the palm tree is this. One thing you see about the palm tree. Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 5. There is one thing you see when you look at the palm tree. Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 5. It says, they are upright as the palm tree. Have you seen it there? The palm tree stands straight. God doesn't like people who are crooked. You're a Christian, one leg there, one leg here. You mix things. You visit false prophet. You come to church, we pray. You are not straight. You deceive people. Your brother, you want to marry. You have three relationships. Two, three. One in Abuja, another one in London. And you are deceiving. See, you are not right, standing upright. One of the things you say about the palm tree is that what the Bible says is upright. Your uprightness, straight. In fact, the word righteousness is from the word R-E-G, reg. It means to be straight. That is what God demands of you. So don't play Christianity and just be claiming things. I claim this, I claim that. Deliverance here, deliverance there. There's nothing to be delivered about. Just live your life right. And then you see the blessing of a righteous man come into your life. I tell you what, this year you will flourish. I can't hear somebody say amen. Amen. Lift up your hands and say in the precious name of Jesus, say Father, say Father, say Father, I declare that I will live an upright life with you. Lift up your voice and pray. Go ahead and pray.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. To download this message, please visit our podcast at The Throne Room on your handheld device or computer. For any inquiries, call 08087-000004 or visit the Life Center at number 20 Colorado Close off Dame Street, Maitama, Abuja. You can also visit our website, www.rccgthroneroom.org. You are highly lifted, highly favored. Thank you.